Well, thanks again, everyone, for having me. My name's Sylvester. I live in Downey. And I was invited by Rebecca, which was a pleasant invitation, surprising invitation. I met Rebecca at the retreat back in last year in Pismo. And the first thoughts that I got when she invited me, I was like, man, do I want to go? Am I qualified to go? And the first thing that came up for me is to give back. And the more and more during the week, I was like, I don't know these people, but I need them. And I've been in Slough for about a little bit over about a year now. But that came through being sober through marijuana, through cannabis. And I feel like it was like a peeling onion. I didn't see the sex addiction. I felt like it was covered by the cannabis. And it wasn't until one of my fellows, when I went through an incident where I was my top qualifier, which we had a tentative date and she rescheduled, and I just got all panicky and started feeling weird, and I was like, what, you know, and I just kind of went with it, and I told one of my fellows at the MA. And he was like, "Hey, dude, I think you have sex and love addiction." I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" And he goes, "Yeah, there's meetings for that too." I was like, "No way!" He told me codependent. He said, "I think you have codependency." I was like, "What is that? What are you talking about?" And he goes, "Yeah, check it out. There's meetings for that." And I went on a Zoom meeting. And then from there, I was telling the guy about the incident I had with my top qualifier that she rescheduled, and I got all weird. And he's like, "Man, I think you have sex and love and fantasy addiction." I was like, "What?" That's when I said, "What? There's meetings for that?" So one thing led to another. And I found myself saying to myself today how much I need this group. And as soon as I didn't know there was this group, I usually go to there's a meeting Tuesday nights in Pasadena. And I didn't know about this group, and I walk in, and I'm like, man, I feel at home. I feel like I gotta be back, because I do need it. I do need it. And I've been, it's been about 90 days, rough, a little bit less than 90 days from no contact with my top qualifier, and it's tough. And I said to myself this morning, like, yeah, I get to live with this. And I just start the steps, and I give it to God, and I said, I can't do this on my own. And there's like, I'll get like stalker mode. I'll hit a bottom lines, like start looking at her profile, like just her picture. You know, the word fantasy, it said here again, it just reminded me how much of a fantasy addict I am again. Like I see a girl, and I'm already like getting married with her and having kids. It's like, man, slow down. So it's definitely, on the way over here, I was just listening to this, the K-Wave, the talk show about the revival, Jesus revival that was going on in Asbury, and some people they interviewed, and they were just talking about the confession, the power of confession, and I'm here confessing that I am going through this. This morning I was having challenges, you know, doing any bottom lines, personal, and I just had to like snap out of it, and it can happen in a quick moment. From 1 second to another, you're acting out, and it's just, you know, sometimes it's, I feel like I get to live that minute by minute at times, and I get to confess my weaknesses, and I believe God works in this room, like, and I believe the same God that removed the cannabis addiction from my life will remove the sex and love addiction, and I'll be able to live a life of sobriety and, you know, content with myself, regardless if I have a partner or not. Mm-hmm. I'm not nobody, doesn't make me anybody less. I'm perfectly imperfect the way I am. So yeah, it's been, I'm glad to be here again. I think it was a it was a definitely a gut shot from Rebecca. I hadn't talked to Rebecca in months, and it was like something like, it pulled me back. It pulled me back to these rooms. I get to be here, and I get to work with my sobriety and live in freedom. So thank you for allowing me to share.